It's Thursday, the day we read from the comments listeners have sent us during the past week.
Our mailbox this week has been filled with objections to an assertion made here by David Brooks of the Weekly Standard. David said this. He said, "We ended, effectively, the domestic debate about should we go to war. There are still people who obviously disagree with the president, but it is set, and the president has widespread public support."
In response to that statement, Susan Anstein wrote, "I would like to assure David Brooks and your listeners that the domestic debate about Iraq is far from over. There are thousands of us in Seattle who were not convinced by Colin Powell that Saddam Hussein poses an imminent danger to the United States and that an American invasion of Iraq is the only solution."
For Susan Conger of Montague, Massachusetts, Brooks's comment, quote, "aggravated my longstanding frustration with your choice of Mr. Brooks and E.J. Dionne as a regular pair of commentators on national and world events." She writes, "They hardly represent opposite spectrums in American political thought. I expect more balance from NPR."
A number of listeners were upset about our story on the tradition of killing rabbits as they run from deliberately set fires in Florida's sugarcane fields. This from Patricia Vines of Annapolis, Maryland. "I do not have the words to fully convey my repulsion and sadness that you would think that an audio of animals being brutally beaten to death is an acceptable form of news. If you are trying to share a slice of American life to demonstrate continuing poverty, you failed. You only succeeded in promoting brutality and cruelty."
A correction now. Howard Berkus's story about how the community of Riverton, Wyoming, is reacting to becoming the headquarters of the overtly racist World Church of the Creator contained a reference to crimes committed by church member Benjamin Smith. In 1999, he shot 11 people, killing two. Our report said all the victims were non-white. Jim Rostenberg wrote, "In truth, a number of those wounded in Skokie were Caucasian Jews."
Wyoming resident Kevin Wadsworth thanked us for the report and added, "I feel personally violated by this group's invasion of our community. Yes, I live 120 miles away in Casper, but here in Wyoming, that makes Riverton part of my community. Everyone I know agrees the sooner they're gone, the better. I think we share a certain sense of sadness that they have put us in this position where we cannot behave like true Wyomingites and tolerate neighbors whose beliefs we do not share."
And our report on the controversy over the use of snowmobiles in Yellowstone National Park inspired Gorton Coonfield of Houghton, Michigan, to send us a recipe of sorts. Coonfield lives near a snowmobile recreational trail, and he says if you want to approximate the experience, you should...
1. Tune your radio to a frequency that picks up two stations simultaneously, as well as a lot of static. Turn the volume up high enough that it makes you wince, then crank it up an additional quarter turn.
2. Plug in your blender or food processor and a handheld electric mixer. Place these as close as possible to your radio and turn them to their highest settings.
3. Stand directly in front of the speakers and let the mixture cook at a rolling boil for about 20 to 30 minutes, occasionally shaking your head vigorously to mimic the Doppler effect of several machines driving by in succession.
Besides being an excellent way to experience life with snowmobiles, Coonfield says, by the time you are done, the thick stew of smoke from your burnt speakers and melting electric motors approximates the smell, too.